Welcome to Speak of the Week, the new podcast from me, Anne Hurst, also known as the Terrified Writer, and my lovely friend and improv buddy, Tim Merriweather. In Speak of the Week, Tim and I will do just that, chat about what we've been up to in the past 7 days, the highs, the lows, the annoyings, and the joys, and the randoms. We hope you love it, and we hope you stick around. Hello and welcome to episode 6.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great. We were just chatting, weren't we? And I thought I might as well just press record.
Yeah.
Because actually, we were talking about generations. I've had so many conversations about the identity of generations lately. So many. Because, yes, all right, I am a Gen Xer, whatever that even means. But, interestingly, because I'm a Gen Xer, the nickname for us is Karen. And apparently, we don't understand the fuss about generation identity, and we think it's a load of bollocks, which I really do. So I think I'm probably the epitome of the Karen. So just call me Karen. Okay, Karen.
Okay. Great, Karen. Do you think in some ways the generational gap has overtaken the class divides that used to be more present?
I tell you what I do think. I don't know if that's true. I do think,
okay,
though.
Okay, Karen.
Exactly. See, and I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I just don't care. Yeah. What I do think is true is that I think that anyone will... There are certain types of people who will find any reason to create a group so that that group can feel got at by other groups. And then they'll create... Well, and it all stems from that Gen X thing, doesn't it? It's like, oh, well, I'm going to be in this group and you can't have a go at me. I'm not saying this very well, very articulately, but I'm tired.
I get what you're saying. It's if I make a niche enough group, then we will become the minority.
Yeah, and you can be oppressed, and then you can be angry about it.
Because you don't actually have real problems.
No.
Fascinating.
Oh, is that... Have you just described a snowflake?
Don't know.
Neither do I. And remember, I'm a Karen. I don't give a shit.
I'm not really sure what a snowflake is. Is that someone with opinions?
My niece did tell me.
Okay. You look it up on a nondescript search engine, whichever one you fancy.
Snowflake. This is the official. So that I don't get it wrong.
No.
It's a sort of 2010s, whatever we're calling this decade. Which is a stupid decade name.
Yeah.
None of us know what it means. None of us know what it is. Yeah. None of us care. Especially not us Karens, I'm telling you now. Derogatory slang for a person implying that they have an inflated sense of uniqueness, an unwarranted sense of entitlement, or are overly emotional, easily offended, and unable to deal with opposing opinions. Do you know, I'd just say that that's like a toddler. I mean, I'd call them toddlers, to be fair.
Is that from the everyone gets a medal at school, so no one's deserved the mentality?
And everyone gets a present in Pass the Parcel, which, that drives me mad. I'm so glad I'm out of that kids' parties thing.
Yeah, now you can play Pass the Parcel for real.
Exactly, properly.
One present.
One present, and the person at the end wins it.
Yeah.
Guess what? They win it. Everyone else, guess what they are? Losers.
Yeah.
That's right. You're losers.
Maybe,
deal with it.
Maybe.
I am so loud on here.
A packet of Haribo cat cola bottles in between each sheet.
Well, that's what people used to do as compensatory sort of gift. Like a little Haribo. I also think, you get nothing. If you unwrap the present and you haven't got to the middle, you get nothing.
Wow. You sound like Gene Wilder at the end of Charlie and the Chocolate
Factory. Yes, I think I just channeled him.
Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. You get nothing. Shit. Oh, my God. I really want to watch that film now.
Oh, should we watch it after this?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Oh.
I really want to watch it, though.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, no, good.
We'll carry on doing the podcast. Yeah. I won't stop halfway through to go, actually, let's just sack this off and go and watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Yeah. That's a good start to the episode. Episode 6. Would you believe it? We've done 5 episodes.
Wow.
Cannot believe it myself. But
my inherent lack of commitment.
So, it's a good job we've got a couple in the bag because you couldn't make last week.
No.
Do you want to talk about your week?
Yeah.
Actually, this is why, and maybe this is another thing we can talk about today, is, have we got the right name for this podcast, Tim? Because actually, we're going to be speaking about 2 weeks now.
You didn't need to tell everyone that I'd missed one. We had a couple in the bag.
I know, but...
For just that reason.
I know.
We don't talk about current
affairs. I can't help it. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Is that what's baited? I thought you just had a nest of hankies for a woman of your age.
I am starting to store hankies.
In your sleeve, yeah.
Up my sleeve. Yeah,
just
I've done
in case.
It. I've done it for years because I'm a 70s kid and that's where we kept them. So I know I didn't need to say that we haven't been recording for 2 weeks, but I have. I've been honest because I think our listener, she deserves to know. We can't bullshit her. She's the only one we've got.
Except for that other one.
Yeah, except for that other one. Oh, we got another one, actually.
Did we?
Oh. Yes. So I can tell you now, we have got a listener in the South Pacific. I'm not even joking.
Like Rodgers and Hammerstein.
A little bit. Hi
Gilbert
to
and Sullivan.
Our lovely listener over in the... Oh, God, what's the name of the islands? Begins with P.
Polynesian.
No.
Pacific.
No.
Port-au-Prince.
No, I'm going to text Chris and ask him.
What?
Tell us about... While I'm texting Chris, can you just tell us about your week and
So I couldn't be here on Tuesday because it was my girlfriend's stepdad's birthday party.
Oh, what does that make him to you? Nobody.
No word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was another thing we were talking about. So what is the name of your brother-in-law's parents?
Violet and Eric.
Ah. All right, so...
Why?
What? But there's no word for it.
Oh, no. Sadly, no longer with us, but they were smashing. Lovely people. Oh, I see. What? They're nothing.
Which seems
I called them auntie and uncle because I was very small when my sister got married. I called everybody auntie and uncle who I just didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
Including most of the women that lived in most of the people that lived in our street were that.
Yeah.
Had about 50 aunties and uncles.
Yeah, I did the same.
Did you? I don't know if people do that so much anymore.
Nah.
I think it's something that's kind of disappearing a bit. What's the name of that? Hang on. What's the name? I'm so professional. What's the name of the island where
Pacific
that woman
islands.
Lives?
Oh, is it a woman?
In the South.
Hello, lady.
Pacific. I'm just texting him. No, because Chris went on a work thing and...
To the Pacific Islands?
Well, no. He
is
went
he
to
embezzling?
He went to Sydney and he met this woman who works in these islands. Yeah, she said she would listen because she loves a podcast. So how great is that? Hi, our lovely listener on the other side of the world. So what were we talking about? Your week and your girlfriend's stepdad's birthday, who we don't have a name for. Although, what's his name?
Ali. Nice guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Uncle Ali. No, that's weird.
Yeah.
No, because he would be your stepfather-in-law if you got married to Yana.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
And was it fun? Was it a good...
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah?
They cook They're a foodie family, which is good because I'm foodie.
You are.
I like me some food.
What have you cooked this week, Tim?
Oh, I did. So last night I did. It was kind of like a carbonara, so it was an egg yolk base with smoked pork belly that I'd sort of crispied off in a pan with mushrooms and smoked garlic and some lemon juice. And then you stir it in with pasta into the egg yolk sauce.
So that it just coats it and warms
it
through.
If you do it in a bowl, it means that the egg yolks don't split, so you don't end up with a grainy sauce.
Scrambled egg.
Very, very nice.
Wow, so you got the pork belly and chopped it up.
I got it from the little European supermarket near Yana's, which I shouldn't be allowed in on my own. That place has everything I like.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe she could get you a loyalty card for your Christmas present or something.
I bought some pickled fish and some dried salmon strips and some smoky cheese. And once a month, they have a guy come over to their car park and he smokes meat in the back of the car park and then they sell it fresh.
Really?
It's amazing. So this was like freshly smoked pork belly in this pasta and it was good. And then the other night she came around and I did reverse seared steak with sautéed asparagus and tender stem broccoli with toasted walnuts and feta cheese in lemon and brown butter.
Wow.
And stuffed mushroom caps. And that was really nice. And I really like cooking.
I'm so impressed that you do all this cooking. Why aren't you a chef?
I don't know. I used to know.
Why you weren't a chef.
Yeah.
But now you're not thinking, shall I not just go and be a chef?
Yeah.
Because you maybe over there. Oh, you and your bloody coughing, man. Shall
get
I get you some water?
Woman. Ow, you're hurting me. How dare you? You used to put a little carafe out. Now it's way less formal.
My God, I did used to put a carafe
out.
Yeah,
you did.
Would you like me to get you some water?
No, fuck it.
Don't cough into
Got half a lukewarm cup of tea, eh?
Mm. Look at Fred at the door there, look. What an idiot. What a dick.
I can't see him.
He's right at the bottom. We have to look this way. This is my stupid dog.
I'm standing.
He's standing up.
Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
What's the other dog called? Esther.
Daisy.
Daisy.
That's right.
Esther.
Where did that come from?
Cynthia.
Yeah. It sounds to me like it's a sign that because you're career update, you're still waiting for your paperwork for this care job.
Yes.
And you are going to go for your prison officer training.
Yeah, although I went to the gym yesterday.
And?
I did a fitness test on the treadmill because I've got to do a bleep test. And
bleep tests are awful.
Yeah, it said that my fitness level was poor.
No more specific than that. Just poor.
Oh. Yeah, and I've got 15 days till I go.
So. Well, you better get down the gym every day. You better start sprinting. Should we do, after this, shall I time you outside doing sprints up and down the drive between the lampposts?
No. But how about we don't and say we did?
We could do that. Because honestly, on the day of training, that's pretty much what they'll say.
Yeah.
We'll just say we did, Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a nice lad. But maybe it's a sign. Maybe it sounds like you should be like chefing. And then you can go on MasterChef, which I love.
Would be good.
A friend of mine went on MasterChef, you know. She didn't get through, but she did go on it.
A friend of mine was on a baking competition. Not Bake Off.
Oh, my heart. Not Bake Off.
No. You know, next to the coffee shop I used to work at was
the cake shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got my. I know we're going off.
I love
off
the
on,
cake shop in yeah, Woodbridge.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah, I like.
I
it.
Love the fire station as well.
Yeah, it's not there anymore, is it?
Is it not?
No.
Well, how long? What?
It was closed while I was still broken.
Oh.
They're renovating it and knocking through, and the cake shop and the fire station are going to be one thing.
Oh, yes. Actually, I did
see cake station.
The cake station. Yeah,
fire shop.
Great name for a cake shop, cake station.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it should be space themed.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Great. Well, it sounds like you've had a good week and lots of cooking.
Yeah.
The dehydrator update?
I've used it.
How many times?
The once.
Once, okay.
Yeah.
You haven't made dog treats?
Not yet.
You'll notice I'm doing little callbacks to things that we've done on previous episodes because my slight bugbear this week, and I'm skipping, is that I was listening back to some of the episodes to remember what we talked about. And what we do is we say things like, oh, we'll update you on that next week, and then we just don't, and then we forget about it.
Yeah, it's great.
I know you find that funny.
Don't you? Yeah.
So we've got to stop saying that we'll do stuff and then not do it. It messes with my OCD.
And you'll find out whether or not we stuck to that next week.
Tune in to hear absolutely nothing relating to this conversation whatsoever. So, dishwasher. There was dishwasher first off.
Yeah.
You were going to help me with my dishwasher.
But you turned it on.
But I was running a wash. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah.
So
I tried to open it. It was all hot and bubbly and wet.
Yeah. And the problem was it was switched on.
Yeah.
But I did have a guy come round and it was a bit blocked. But I know everybody is losing sleep over this. So what I did, everybody, listener, I took it apart inside.
Listeners.
Oh yes, we've got more than one. I think we've got three because my friend John is listening on the way back from New York at the minute.
Oh,
well.
That's nice.
I know. Hi, John.
Yeah. And we're on Spotify now, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, on all platforms.
Oh my God, we're in platforms.
We're
just
in,
wandering
we're
around like 1960s pimps.
We are Elton John.
Mine have got goldfish in them.
Oh, mine are just glittery.
Nice.
And make me fall over. Yeah. Dishwasher return. Stop interrupting the... Okay. I've got to get the stories out because people are waiting for this.
Yeah, sorry.
So I took the dishwasher...
Platform stabilisers.
Right. We'll do Tim's business ideas in the next section.
But we won't.
We won't. We'll talk about that next week, Tim.
Yeah, all right.
I took all the racks out. And cleaned them everywhere.
Yeah.
Put them
did
back in.
Did you take the bit out of the bottom?
Took everything out. The filter.
It?
I did everything. I cleaned it all.
Did you feed it a cow gun?
I fed it...
shouldn't have, because that's for washing machines.
That's for washing machines. I did a rinse, and then I put a finish cleaner in it, and then I put another cleaner in it. And actually, it's not doing too badly. Upshot is, dishwasher is behaving okay at the moment. What else did we not talk about? GIF. Was it GIF or JIF? Well, I can tell you now. The big argument about GIF or JIF is it is GIF. It's not a man's name. So the all of America is wrong.
Yes.
And Succession, the scriptwriters on Succession who made their actors say JIF, you're all wrong. Because it stands for, and everyone knows this, everyone, absolutely everyone. It stands for graphics interchange format, of course.
Yeah, it's not a
it's graphic. It's not a graphics interchange format. It's graphics.
Yeah.
So it's a GIF, whether you like it or not, America. Anything else? We are on Spotify, that's right. Just doing a bit of housekeeping here.
It's like a parish meeting.
Yes, it is. This is the parish notices
for
the week. And... we should do that. So every week we'll do parish notices, which continues from last week. Yeah.
Great.
You see? Just...
Right, so back to platform stabilisers.
Okay, business ideas for the week.
Yeah.
Platform stabilisers.
Yeah. If you're wearing very big platform shoes, but you're not quite comfortable on them, stabilizers come out the back, little wheels on the side. You're not going over, you're very stable.
I think you've sort of just reinvented a bit roller skates.
No.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, no, yeah. Okay. You're still walking, but yeah. The wheels are there. Why do they need to be wheels? Because you're not rolling.
All right. It's like a stabiliser, but instead of it being a wheel, it's a much smaller shoe.
Two shoes either side.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Thank you.
Just two sort of pieces of doweling coming out of either side of the platform, each with a shoe on the end.
Just get some stabilisers off of a bike.
Just wear trainers.
Take the wheels off.
Just wear
little
trainers.
Baby shoes. Like, baby shoes. What's the deal with that?
I know.
Like, little Air Force Ones for babies. And why do babies' clothes have pockets in?
We did. When my friend's baby was a baby, he's now not a baby, he's 21.
Aye.
He's 20. When he was a baby, he had a little...
smuggle drugs.
No, he had a little gilet, and we wondered why that had pockets. So we took a photograph of him and pressed his hands into the pockets. It's a great picture. If you take a photo of a baby with his hands in its pockets, it looks like such a thug, and I
shifty
love it.
Shifty skinhead.
And he was, and also he's laughing at the camera. So he's lying on a sheepskin because he couldn't even sit up. He's tiny. He's lying on a sheepskin with this little sort of padded waistcoaty gilet thing in, with his hands in his pockets. He looks a little bit like, I don't know, like a kid off Oliver Twist or something. He looks so cute. But it's really good. I would say if you've got a baby and you've got some pocketed clothing, it's a photo opportunity.
But I don't have a baby.
Well, go and get on with it.
Mm.
No, don't, Tim. Find a friend who's got one. There are loads of people
got
them.
My sister's got a baby.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Borrow that one.
Yeah.
It's easier than having your own.
I think I know what I'm getting... Yana is a present.
What, for Christmas?
Do you want to see?
Yes. Are we going to spoil a surprise?
Nah.
Does she know?
Well.
She will in a minute. Yana, do you want to block your ears? I was going to say, we're acting as if Yana's listening to this. She probably never does.
That is a burrito blanket. It's a blanket. That
it's a blanket.
Like a tortilla.
It looks like a giant tortilla.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Look at the one wrapped in the kid.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to get... I hope Sam doesn't listen. I'm going to get one for my kid.
Yeah,
he
should.
He would love that.
But I'm thinking I might just do it. They're great, aren't they?
Oh.
I think I'm going to do a Christmas burrito. So whatever presents I get her, I'm going to wrap them up in that and then cover it in tin foil.
Oh my God. Tim, that's the most thoughtful gift. It's really good. That's very inventive and very funny. I love it.
Yeah.
So it's, Google burrito blanket, listener.
Or tortilla blanket.
Yeah, it looks like a giant tortilla. Like, you know when... do you remember... was it Toy Story 3 when Mr. Potato Head, they stuck his eyes and nose and mouth into a tortilla?
Yeah, he's got some powers.
Oh, God. I absolutely wept in the cinema when I watched that because it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Just this bendy tortilla walking around. Oh, it's great. Toy Story 3.
Yeah, so, tortilla blanket.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Oh, that's really, really funny.
Have
you got any bugbears?
I do.
Tim?
I sent you some.
Oh my gosh, you did. Yeah, come on then.
Well,
come on then. Hit me with it.
Okay.
Hit me your bugbears.
Thing one.
Yeah.
My
car key. Every time I pressed the lock button on my car key, it was setting off my doorbell. Which was setting off my dog. And that was really annoying.
That's funny.
Yeah, we somehow solved it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. But so your car key is connected to your doorbell. The doorbell's connected to your dog.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Your dog's pissing off your neighbours. Your neighbours are punching you in the face.
Fucking try.
I'm just trying to lock the car. Excellent.
Yeah, and the other one, and this one is a real bugbear.
When I read this, I knew what was happening as you sent it to me.
If you go into a pub, restaurant, bar, anywhere like that, and they've got a toilet cubicle, and you open the door, and the door opens inwards.
Towards the toilet.
Yeah.
And then you've got to step, basically stand on the toilet so that you can reclose the door. Fuck off. Like, if you've designed that, kill yourself.
You just got jammed, didn't you?
I got very stuck. Like Winnie the Pooh.
You were sat there. In a toilet cubicle, like unable to move. And then I know what
can't
you did. You were like
in with a foot, because it takes quite a while to get in there, and that's at the point that you really need the toilet. Things are time sensitive at that point. Getting out, you can figure out. You've got all the time in the world to get out of it. It's getting in that's the problem.
I know what you mean. Some of them, when they open, the edge of the door basically hits the toilet seat, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just a brush. And then, what, you meant to reverse it? Stand as if you're trying to hide from a motion sensing camera. I don't know. What's the deal with that? Why do it? Why do it?
Is,
make a smaller door.
If you're like me, it's really not a problem. It's really not a problem.
Yeah,
if you're 6 foot how many?
Yeah, 6 foot how many?
6 foot how many?
I'm like 6 foot six.
And the size
and
of a doorman.
21 and a half stone. Yeah, all this cooking, I got a bit fatter.
It's just the breadth though. It's your shoulders and everything. It's just like there's not enough room. I know exactly what you're saying.
I'm the same width as an American double fridge. Like, yeah. It's,
oh, God, whereas I can sit in the veg drawer.
In my side.
Oh, dear me. Oh, Tim, that is a bit of a bug. But I know what you mean. Some of those loos, they are ridiculous. It is such a design flaw to have the door the same length as from the door to the loo.
Yeah.
Exactly that length, and no more. So there's no room for error, and they're narrow, aren't they? So you can't. It's not like there's no way you can go. Terrible bugbear. Pubs, sort it out.
Get out. Yeah,
that's a great bugbear. I have a bugbear, but I
go on.
Oh,
this is a place of healing, Anne.
I know. Look, so
we're all friends.
But mine is a phase that's going to pass, because mine is to do with the parenting of a child who is 14, coming up 15. And I did it. I've already done it once. I've already done this once, and it was shit last time.
Has he got someone pregnant?
Oh my God! Don't be ridiculous. No, he hasn't. No, it's just there are. it's like the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time, it's absolutely brilliant and they're wonderful and I love them to pieces. 20% of the time, oh my God, I just want to bury my head in the biggest vat of wine ever.
Is that why your face is so red today?
Yes. I've texted Chris this morning at 8 o'clock and went, is it too early to open a bottle of wine? How's your morning? Anyway, so the challenges of parenting. I don't know how people do it. I don't know how people have loads of children and then stay sane, because I can't. I'm slightly deranged at the moment.
You're too smart to have lots of kids and stay sane.
I think that's the thing.
Like,
I'm too aware of what's really going on.
Yeah, and, you know, the environmental and ecological factors of having, like, two people making nine people, that's not going to fix the planet.
So, yeah, lots of bugbears. But I'm sure not as many bugbears as my 14-year-old has about me, because that's the other thing. It's like, suddenly, they don't like you either, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you were everything and now you're just a cabbie.
I am so just a cabbie. That's exactly what I am.
Little pearls of wisdom that they don't want to...
Don't want to know.
They barely want to open the oyster.
So 20% of the time I have a massive bugbear.
Yeah.
But it's a phase. And we'll get through that. But apart from that, I don't really... I haven't really had any, I don't think. But my week, I did post a blog post about the stand-up. I finally did it.
I saw that.
Oh, yes, you did. Thank you.
On Instagram.
So I've written some, I've been writing and, mainly parenting and doing stuff like that.
Oh, shall I see if the comedy thing have got back to me?
The hooey, the comic, right, so...
Because I should probably check. It's my lack of checking that keeps getting me.
Oh, so it's the Palau Island. I thought it was Palau, but I didn't want to say that because it didn't sound right. The islands in the South Pacific... Oh, that was my stomach, did you hear it?
I did, it was like...
The islands in the South Pacific are the Palau Islands.
Oh.
Wow. So Palau is an archipelago of over 500 islands, part of the Micronesia region in the Western Pacific Ocean.
Oh.
You see? Tune in and you'll learn something. There you go. Perfect. Should we do some improv? Do you want to do some improv? Yeah. What do you want to do? We could...
I know. I feel like you're better at choosing...
Do you?
Yeah.
What if we did gift giving?
All right.
I'll give you a present. You tell me what the gift is. You unwrap it and discover what that gift is, and then we take it from there.
Sounds great.
Okay. I was going to say normally we'd at this point, listener, we would ask the audience to give us a relationship, maybe. Brother and sister, maybe cousins, maybe co-workers on an oil rig. Who knows?
But no one else is here.
There's no one here. So we'll just be mates doing a podcast.
Oh, because we are.
Because that's what we are.
Yeah.
It's not very improv-y, but it is an improvised podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, and scene. Hey, Tim, I've got you something.
What did you get me? Consuela.
There you go. I love it when you call me Consuela. It's the long version of Anne.
Yeah. Oh, it's a... Seems to be some sort of wrapped box.
It is. Thanks. Have a look inside.
But... Oh! Okay.
Yeah, you see, I wrapped it up. That's what you do with a gift.
I thought it was just a wrapped box.
God, Christmas must be disappointing for you.
I don't like tinsel. Okay.
I've got 7 wrapped boxes again this year for Christmas, honestly. How many do they think I need?
Oh, and one kept barking till it stopped.
In April. What's in the box, Tim? Do you like it?
It's very nice. It's a... It's a pair of flintlock dueling pistols.
Well, you did say...
I did want to bring back dueling.
You did say you wanted to bring back dueling, yeah. So...
Should we have a go?
What, now? Well, because I did... knowing me, knowing you, I did think about this, and I thought, better to be safe than sorry, so I've hid the ammunition, and you can take the ammunition separately, because I thought, if I give you the ammunition now, things could go very wrong, and we might not get to episode 7.
That's a good point.
Yeah, because you know what you like. You know those impulses that you can't control.
I could put marshmallows in the end.
Oh my gosh, that's such a good idea. But look, if you see, I'm literally pointing at them. Yeah. It's got your name on that one.
Tim.
So you know that that's the one that you use.
Ah, because this is the one that I load.
Yes. Do you like them?
I do. They're great. Yeah.
Well, you know, thanks. I thought, given that you were worried about, you know, when you had that dream the other night.
Yes.
Do you remember the one you were telling me about where you had you killed somebody, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wouldn't have killed him if he hadn't have been eating babies.
Exactly. But I remember you saying how worried you were because you thought... How did you kill him again? Just remind me.
I twisted his head off.
Yeah. He twisted his head off. And I think that disappointment you said... I think your exact words were, I was disappointed because I thought that... I didn't know that was how I was going to do my first kill.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was worrying that in my dream, first kill came to the mind.
I was disappointed or concerned that that's how I'd killed someone. It was concerned that that was how you had done your first kill.
Yeah.
So I thought I would take the...
Monogram dueling pistols.
Take the guesswork out of it. Yeah.
With marshmallows in.
Exactly.
You have to shoot them a lot of times.
Yeah, you do. I mean, also, I think it might ruin the ends. Might just, like, clog them up. You know, just get, like, peas or something.
Or toast them as they come out because they're gunpowder.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever been hit with a molten marshmallow...
Oh, that really hurts. Although, I haven't been hit that hard. I mean, normally when people throw molten marshmallows at me, which isn't that often.
It tends to...
It's like,
more when it falls off the stick at a campfire and you try and catch it in your hand and you accidentally napalm yourself.
Oh, my God, how much does that hurt?
Oh, quite a lot.
Oh, my God. Yeah, now I was thinking, like, if someone lobs a marshmallow at you, it's generally just a sort of a...
Have you seen those marshmallow guns?
No.
Oh, they're like pump guns.
Oh, they're not made of marshmallow.
No.
That'd be rubbish.
Yeah, that'd be awful. That's, from the people who brought you the chocolate teapot.
There's a chocolate teapot in my local convenience store.
What?
Waitrose.
There we go.
There's a chocolate teapot in Waitrose. Oh. It's a Heston Blumenthal one, obviously.
Obviously, what's it made of? Sage and onion, bumblebees, ennui.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like your dueling pistols.
Thank you.
I'm really pleased. And, you know, just remember, be careful.
You can have the bullets at the end of the day.
You can have the bullets at the end of the day. Safety first, though, Tim, all right?
Glasses.
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah.
Oh, and scene.
Safe.
I'm actually still staring at the box.
Yeah.
Still staring at the end.
I'm holding.
You're still holding it. This is the thing. Yeah. When you improvise, it's like we did this thing last night and we were in a library. This was at improv. It wasn't just random. Mm. We were, but you like this.
Yeah.
We were in a library, but we were driving cars in a library. And somebody left their Ford Escort in the library. And I came in as a traffic warden. Because we were doing the thing where people just come into the scene. I came in as a traffic warden. And even when I sat down, I couldn't get the image of the Ford Escort in the library out of my head. It was so vivid. I really believed it was there.
You could put a Ford Escort in here.
Yeah. I mean, I won't.
No.
But, yeah. No. Anyway. But that's why I love improv. Because... Also, I think I straddle the line between imagination and reality very, very precariously. I can dip into either one.
Oh, you and me both.
Yeah.
I'm still not completely sure any of this is actually happening.
Do you still think you're in your dream? The baby eating fridge man.
Well, I don't know. If any of you have ever been not completely unconscious and been put in a coma,
you might
still be in that coma.
So, you have?
A couple of times.
Oh, yeah, you're one off, aren't you? You one off that just being it.
Yeah, no more.
You've had your quota.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must be weird.
I'm like a cat who's done eight lives.
Yeah. When you come out of it, you must have moments of thinking, I mean, this might not be real.
Yeah, it's existentialist dread.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did we talk about... Oh, no, I did with somebody else, talking to somebody else about existential crisis the other day.
Yeah.
I have them all the time.
Me too.
But that's kind of why I don't worry about... Sometimes when I'm editing these podcasts, I think, is what we've talked about interesting enough that people listen? And then I remember...
Doesn't matter. No, we're not entering this in a podcast competition.
No, but we should.
Because there's no such thing.
There is.
Is there?
There's the podcast awards.
The Webbies.
The Poddies.
Ah, are they called the Poddies?
No, but they should be.
They should be. Mm. Good way to... combat existential dread,
yes,
is with optimistic nihilism.
Ah, could you demonstrate?
Okay, so nothing matters. Therefore, I get to create my own meaning.
Yay! Yeah, yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, like if life has no meaning, then you can be the architect of your own happiness.
Oh my God, this is so going in the little clip that I put on social media. Okay. That's beautiful, Tim.
Thanks.
Great. Then that's why that's why this works. Put the guns down. Wait until the end. Right, we are done, I feel, for this episode.
Well.
Because we've got to leave them wanting more.
Oh, they barely wanted this.
You didn't even want this, did you? I'm so sorry once again for...
Yeah. Why do you keep turning up?
As long as you keep turning up, we're just going to keep on wanging on about shite.
There
you go. You've only got yourself to blame.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tim, this has been great.
Thanks.
You think you can do better, person listening? That's
bring
great.
It on.
Please do bring it on. Please.
Fight me.
Please do send in an email to anne@theterrifiedwriter.com and let us know what your response to existential dread is.
Oh, yeah.
What your week has been like. What's been your highlight? What's been your lowlight? What's your bugbear? I'm interested, genuinely.
What biscuit has the best structural integrity for dipping in hot drinks? What bread makes the best soldiers for dippy eggs? I don't know. Sourdough? Maybe it's too sharp. I don't know.
You can't cut it thin enough.
Yeah.
It has to be a sliced loaf. Or does it?
You tell us.
You tell us. And we'll speak to you next week.
Could you
make
brioche soldiers and dip them in a cream egg?
If the yolk wasn't so thick, yeah.
Put it in the oven.
Yeah, and then the shell would melt. There's got to be a solution to that. Freeze it. No.
Or cover them in a sugar coating like a candied almond.
Or just wrap them in foil. Or just melt them and drink it. Fuck knows. We will speak about this next week. No, we won't, because we never do that.
No. We'll put a pin in this and forget about it.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. I know, everyone says that, don't they? If you want to get in touch, the email is still anne@theterrifiedwriter.com. You can find Tim on social media. He's Tim Merriweather. And I'm Anne Hurst on Twitter and The Terrified Writer pretty much everywhere else. It's been great talking to you. Until next time, bye!